And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Monday, the 10th day of March, 2025. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's program. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Just checking here. I want to thank everyone for just hopping in. I have a great show lined up for you. A lot of stuff to get into. Before I get into, by the way, Randy Taylor is here. They're going to be riding together here for some time today and throughout the week. So it's a good thing. excuse me. Before I get into, let me just, sorry about that. I clicked the wrong button. How is that even possible? I ask you. I clicked the wrong button. Okay. All right. Stand by. Here we go. I'm telling you, I got a problem with that. I'm like a little kid in a candy store. I know. I can't even have one of them because I'm not allowed to, you know, hey, power in your water battery, you know, never mind. I just want to thank you, the listeners and everyone who subscribed to us on Rumble. We're not going back to YouTube. I've had some overtures about, hey, we could maybe get you back on YouTube. You know what? They can kiss my backside. All right. It's a communist platform. No, thank you. Don't.
We would just starve. Get banned.
Yeah. I'd rather starve. Okay. I seriously, I'm not going to do it.
Waste of our time.
Because as soon, the very first episode, I'd be talking about the slab jabs and January 6th and everything that, you know, these other dipshits on there don't talk about. That's right. Because they're too cowardly and they want the friggin' money. What's Rumble? Never heard of that. That's right. I hate cowards. I can't talk about that because I don't want to get banned and lose my 22 million subscribers because I'm making like $10 million a month on their ads. Really?
Well, so, in that case.
So we know what you are. We're just arguing over the price.
It's just a little bit.
No, it doesn't. They can kiss my ass.
Okay.
Again, we know what you are. I guess you're just hobbling over the price, right? You know why I'm fired up? Because Chuck Norris, he's 85, turned 85 today or yesterday. Yesterday or today, I'm sorry. Happy birthday, Chuck Norris. I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and he's still kicking backside, working out, staying active. ChuckDefense.com. That's where you need to go. ChuckDefense.com. He's stronger, can work out longer. He even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by making one change. He says look, I still feel like I'm in my 50s. I'm in, I tell you. This stuff's good, by the way. What he offers is just tremendous. And his wife is involved as well. She says she feels like she's 10 years younger. Body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. That's right. Not afraid to say it. chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. Again, chuckdefense.com/Hagmann is better than YouTube, right? In my view. Once again, chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. Click on the link in the description box below. Watch the video now. You're not going to believe how simple it is. And again, he's 85 yesterday or today. Happy birthday, Chuck. And the dramatic changes to his health, finding on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description box below. ChuckDefense.com/Hagmann. You got to throw Hagmann in there. /Hagmann. Two ends on Hagmann. All right. You okay? All right. Eric the Tech, I over screamed you. Dare I ask what you were saying? Did I over scream you?
No, you didn't.
Oh. Yeah, no. You know what?
I know, Doug.
I mean, no. You know, people are making 10, 20 grand. Look, I didn't even know you can make friggin' money on Twitter, okay? I really didn't, okay? I guess you can. I still don't know how, but I don't know. But again, you know, we're being shadow banned on a number of platforms. And, you know, it's interesting how that works.
Twitter's been getting spanked the last couple of days.
Yeah.
With cyber attacks from Ukraine.
Well, that, you know, look, that's Elon Musk says it's from the Ukraine area. But do we trust Musk to tell the truth? Of course. I suspect in this case, you might want to take his word for it. I don't know. Randy Taylor, RT, MFBI.com. He's over there tying his shoes.
No, just trying to. I had a few issues here with the. With the iPad. I had the show notes and they blew right out. So. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Well, the show notes, you know.
I don't know what happened.
They go.
Go ahead. I'll have Eric present them.
Well.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Eric the Tech, you wouldn't think it's like, you know, really from Ukraine attacking Twitter, would you? I mean, where's the motive in that? How about some Americans and, you know?
Most likely, yes.
The left, and yeah.
Probably. It could be Ukraine, though. They're certainly pissed off about the lack of funds flowing.
Or Ukraine's new friends, the UK?
Yeah, since they're buddies.
So a number of things. I'm going to start off with a sad note. You know, but I'll tell you something. It seems like we have trouble. I'm not going to talk too much outside of this. Let's play the first couple of minutes of this. This runs for probably 17, 18 minutes. In the show notes at HagmanPI.com, two ends on Hagman, then PI.com. And I see that I didn't send you the link for the video number, cut 13. Sorry about that. Video 8, cut 8. You know, InfoWars folks, they do a good job. Alex Jones does a great job. He's got a great team. Jamie White is a reporter, was a reporter. He good researcher, good reporter. And, you know, we've faced our share of tragedy. And I think that tragedy follows the truth seekers. If you tell the truth and you're unforgiving in your delivery, the devil's going to chase you. I'm just saying. Jamie White was murdered last night. Go ahead and play cut 8.
In East Austin at Douglas Street and Old Torf Street. A 911 call came in just before midnight last night. Bear Tryon has been there for us within the last few hours to figure out exactly what police are saying from that investigation. Good morning.
Police really releasing few details about what happened overnight, but this is what we do know right now. Police say they actually found the victim. here in the parking lot of this apartment complex. EMS ended up taking that man to the hospital where he later died. Right now, police will not say exactly if he was shot or stabbed, only saying that he had obvious trauma. Homicide detectives still on scene, as I mentioned this morning, collecting evidence. We've seen also a lot of activity in a second floor apartment where they've been taking evidence bags out. Right now, police say they do not have any information about a suspect, and they're asking if you know something about that to contact them. You can also remain anonymous using Crime Stoppers.
It's the afternoon of Monday, March 10th, 2025, and I come to the InfoWars family of viewers and listeners into the world with some really horrible news. There are a lot of really cool people that have worked at InfoWars over the years, and one of the most amazing people was Jamie White. You know him as a great reporter and researcher. He was up here last night working late during the Sunday show and after it. And we even have his last post on X where he responded to Elon Musk. Jamie was murdered last night outside of his home, just a few miles away from our studios. And we are the folks here breaking that news first because his family has been notified, and his good personal friends here that were very close to Jamie have talked to his folks and family. We sent some people over this morning when he didn't answer the phone because he's always here early, loves to work, loves to fight tyranny, loves to promote freedom. And when they got to the apartment complex, there was yellow tape everywhere and blood all over the parking lot. And we went and talked to the manager. They didn't know anything. Just like everybody else we see in the left, they just very laissez-faire. But our crew member saw a police officer and went and talked to them, and they made a phone call, and she had the details when she talked to him and knew Jamie. And the police officer said, yes, he died at the hospital very soon after they got him there. The police responded within 2 minutes, and they had him at the hospital where he was pronounced dead within 18 minutes. Just want to say the police did a great job in the response time, despite, I'm going to talk about in a moment, who I hold responsible for this and who is responsible for this and who are accomplices to Jamie and so many others' murder and so many others that have been raped and mugged. Heard me on air talk about how the crime is very, very bad here in Austin. Any leftist city is, and just exploded the last 4 years. But let me just tell you what happened to Jamie. What we know so far, his last post on X was 16 hours ago. Elon Musk was talking about leftists saying that if they see Cybertrucks, they're going to attack them and physically attack them and put a rock through their windshield. That's now actually happening, and they're burning down the Tesla dealerships and shooting them up, and they're celebrating on corporate news. Elon responded and said, yeah, why are liberals so violent? Legacy media propaganda is a major part of the problem. I'm not saying a leftist killed Jamie, but the point is there's a lot of push for violence. Jamie White reposted Elon Musk comment in the story, and that's the last thing we know that he ever probably did in his journalistic career. There's Jamie's X account. I've sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Original gangster Thomas Jefferson. And, I mean, I'll just say it. Jamie was our best writer and reporter. They're all great, but they all said he was the best. I mean, there's others that are almost as good, but not as good as Jamie. And he wrote 6-7 articles yesterday, posted all this news, did all this great research, gave us information for the show, assisted us in what we were doing. And I came this morning, the crew looked really upset, and they said Jamie didn't come in. And so we sent one of the crew down there, and didn't look good. And then they didn't even want to tell me yet that the cops had said, no, it was Jamie White. That we were the first to learn. They waited until the afternoon until the family's been told. You saw a little clip from the newscast about this in the early morning hours, and it's just become so routine. And then when somebody like Daniel Penny defends a group of people on a train. These leftist DAs throw them in prison. We'll get to that in a moment. We have one even worse than Alvin Bragg here in Austin, if you can believe that. Recognized as probably the worst in the country, an actual communist. They love the chaos. It's their Cloward and Piven. We'll get to that in a moment. Because Jamie would want us to talk about this. And I'm going to talk to the family again a little bit later and see if we can help out, hopefully, with any of the expenses and maybe do a give, send, go or something. Austin Police Department officers responded to a high-priority emergency call at approximately 11:57 p.m.
Eric, you can cut that. Folks, watch the entire clip. It's video number 8 in the show notes. It's probably 20 minutes long or about that. And he goes into the background of this Soros-funded DA. Randy Taylor, your thoughts on this, because we're seeing this all over the place.
It's tragic. This is it's the work of the devil. And the people that are on the lower rungs of the, in the population who are still in the fight, they'll single you out and come after you. A man alone is easy prey. And it's sad that you have to look over your shoulder, but you do. I look over my shoulder every day. I'm sure Doug looks over his shoulder. You have to have a situational awareness around you if you're going to pick the fight with the devil.
And that's what we're fighting. I mean, we're fighting evil.
Yeah, this isn't left versus right. This is good versus evil.
Yeah.
It just happens that that's where it falls.
Exactly.
And I reiterate, if you're a Democrat, you are not a Christian.
You can't be.
Save your breath. Don't talk to me about it.
Yeah. And I think people have to come to that realization that you cannot have an ideology that's antithetical to the values of our Lord and Savior.
Did you see what they're doing at these Bernie Sanders events?
I have that. And
I read that, and I find that appalling. I find that appalling that they would they're mocking God openly.
Yeah, actually, there are very few clips of video that I refuse to show, and I'm not going to show that one. I have it in the show notes. Not the clip, but actually, Alex Jones talking about it, because
it's on my Twitter feed.
Yeah,
I posted today, so
it's mocking God and Sanders, that heathen, that piece of crap from Vermont. And you want to know about Bernie Sanders? You can thank less than a dozen people up there in Vermont when they voted him in as mayor. Okay, back. Oh, a number of years ago, had he not won that position, his political life would not be here. And ever since then, he's just been grifting off the public. It's an incredible story how he came about, but he is a communist. He is a dyed-in-the-wool communist.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a socialist. He's a flipping communist. And how we are allowing these people to really suck the same air that we are.
I don't know where we turned and started letting them into legislative houses. They should not be there. If you're found to have that kind of affiliation, I'm sorry, you should be removed. Removed. Immediately. Yeah. Immediately. Yeah. You are not American. If you don't follow American values, you need to go.
No, I totally agree with you.
And we've made a big mistake, and I said it in the last show. Nobody's attacked me yet over it, but I said it in the last show. We got too many immigrants, and these die in the wool communists. Yep. In the legislative houses. These people shouldn't be anywhere near a lawmaking process.
in the U.S., but maybe in their own countries. And yeah, if this is their own country, then it shouldn't be. Yeah, you're exactly right. By the way, I want to just let you know that people in the chat have your back, RT. Myra Rain, God bless you, Myra, is saying, you know, when you were messing with your iPad, I said we tying your shoes, plural. Okay. And look, I am not. I was just ribbing him, okay?
Oh,
I
mean,
he would do the same.
Yeah.
He would do the same thing to me. Bully
me. Don't get short with me.
So, yeah. No, it's we've known each other for so long. We can do that. Now, if somebody else said that, I take issue with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug would be the first one on if we were out in public and somebody said something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friends can joke.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have to make light of situations. And you know, I've just got to say this, and this is kind of taking a turn here a little bit. You're really, I mean, they can't keep you down.
No, okay? No. I have people tell me in the medical facilities that they're amazed at my attitude.
Yeah.
And they're happy because I could be in a room full of people that are banged up, beat up, missing something, and I can get people to smile. Because when I'm sitting in a waiting room, I talk to people. I talk to people across the room. It makes my daughter crazy. I do it all the time. It's just something I've always done. And they said that the positive attitude is very helpful.
In all cases, a positive attitude, even when you're, I mean, I'll tell you something. I think I don't know about you. I know you've had some down days, but I've had some days where I just like saying, screw it, man. You know, I don't know.
But we're old warriors, man. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're old warriors.
But it's
hard to hang up the sword and the shield. It's just hard to do.
Yes. And my point is, you can say that. Just you can feel sorry for yourself for like a couple of minutes. But get yourself up. Okay. It's up here, the mental fight.
Yeah. I look at it like this. Losing the leg, the foot and part of the leg, that's a new lease on life for me. Because I've been chair bound, you know what I mean, stair lift bound. I've been bound by this foot for so many years, and to finally say, you know what, that's it. I'm going to win this, not you. And got rid of the infected member, and it's gone. And I am healing incredibly fast. Seriously, I mean, everybody's really like, wow.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah,
and the artistic fast renderings. I'm kidding.
No, but incredibly fast. And I'm in this. I am blessed. You know, I've got a lot of years left in there, and there's a lot of fight. We're not done. We're not even close to done. This is just starting. President Trump is just starting to piss off the left. They have no idea how angry they're really going to get. Because we're cleaning everything up. We're on the move, ladies and gentlemen. And I say we because we support that movement publicly. So that makes us part of the team. And if you support them, that makes you part of the team. But there's going to come a day, and I know it, it's not going to be real smooth. And I'm talking about the evil amongst us. Something bad is going to happen. And us guys that don't know how to walk away from trouble have to be ready.
Amen to that.
And I mean, it's going to happen so fast, and we're going to have to know that that's what happened. We're going to have to know it's time to move, and we're going to have to take care of business wherever we're at. I just know it's coming, and I fully support President Trump and everything he's doing. But there's millions of people in this country that plan to harm this country. And I don't give a damn what anybody says. And I know I sound like a broken record, but we've got too many people unaccounted for that came in those borders that we saw video of that, as far as I'm concerned, are soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
They're on somebody's payroll. When they come in polo shirts, nice clothes, carrying cell phones, Those aren't refugees. Those aren't just illegal aliens. I see them as illegal military. We've had some militaries brought in here, and I'll tell you right now, they're hiding somewhere. And we're going to have to deal with them, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Just when we think it's going to be smooth, they're going to hit. I know they're here. My gut doesn't lie to me. It's big enough, okay? It doesn't lie to me. It hasn't. It's kept me alive over the years. And I know there's something amiss. There's something amiss, ladies and gentlemen. You take my word for it or don't. It's up to you. But I've got a sixth sense on this. And I know it. I know they're here. And we're going to...
Do you think that we can...
prevail? Yes.
Well, look, I think God has us no matter what, but
he will guide us. Yeah.
Well, when I say prevail, or when you say prevail, can we get it done soon enough, I guess, is my question. Can we get these people out of here soon enough?
I like to think so. We're going to get them out of here, and we're still getting them out of here, but there's going to be some that we're going to have a hard time finding, and they're going to be the dangerous ones. I just feel like there's a standing army inside the United States that's not ours. I just have that feeling. When we know of encampments that were north of Houston that had 125,000 people in them, there's a problem. There's something going on there. And never was anything explained to my satisfaction. I don't know if it's to your satisfaction, but not to my satisfaction. I firmly believe the enemy's here. And I'm looking at this like the old days. I'm treating this like terrorists among us. That's exactly how I feel about this.
I think we have to. And Natalie Winters has done just a terrific job, folks. I don't know how many people saw Natalie Winters. We do have a video clip of her, but before we get too far off track. By the way, we're going to be dealing with... we're going to be dealing with some heavy subjects, obviously. You know, starting off with InfoWars reporter Jamie White being murdered. We don't know the details, okay? We don't know the details. It could have been... Who knows?
We don't know. Yeah,
we don't know anything.
Yeah. It could be anything.
And when I got the original information, I knew less. We knew less. So we'll find out. But the fact of the matter is... somebody killed him, and you have a DA in Austin that's a Soros funded piece of crap. And I'm tired. I am so tired of DAs sucking off the teat of George effing Soros. Okay. I am so tired of that. Folks, if you have, it's so frustrating. You could take, I'm just trying to think of an example. You could take a video and lay it on the desk of one of these DAs of somebody committing a murder, and they walk the next day. You know, RT, I was talking about the book Chaos and Manson in the 60s. And somebody in the chat, this is on Friday. And I've been talking, I think maybe this is the third time I brought this up. And somebody in the chat said, well, that book was written really as discrediting Vincent Bugliosi, which is true. But it's more than that, because it gets into these counterculture of the 60s. And I'll say this. One of the things that I don't have the book with me. I left it home. One of the things that got me was the FBI had Charles Manson under surveillance before, during, and after the murder spree. Remember, there was multiple murders over 2 days, and even murders before that. But okay, the introduction of psychotropic drugs into Haight-Ashbury when he was there, and the MK Ultra. Yes, I'm saying it. That was was brought in.
Yes.
Okay. LSD was brought in by the CIA, by a black ops unit of the CIA. Okay. But one thing that got to me when I was reading about this, when this book was published, I don't know how many years ago, it's not a new book, but I was reading and I learned that there was a free clinic where Manson hung out and a couple of CIA ops hung out in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. But anyway, it was funded through the CIA cutout. USAID was funding that. Look where we are today. Who's bitching about USAID getting cut up? Better look at those people.
A little off, though.
Better look at those people.
Now, just so everybody knows, and while you're on that subject, there is a thing on Netflix right now called Chaos, the Manson Murders. Okay? We had the in-laws over last night, and they were, before we sat down for dinner, and we were going to watch a movie all together. I was trying to find something to watch in the meantime, and I clicked on this, and this is what you're talking about, Doug. It is.
Did they turn that into a documentary?
Yes, sir. It's on. I just took a. I'll shoot it down to Eric and let's see here.
I wonder how true that is.
But it goes into MK Ultra.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, and they started. The thing is, right in the beginning, it was late, and it started talking about it, and I was like, "Oh, this is good." This is good. Doug, I'm going to CC you on this, too.
All right. So, sounds good. But yes, when you start looking at the role of organizations, sub-organizations, like fronts for the CIA's USAID, and you look at the roles that they're playing today.
Eric, I'm going to send you a still shot after that first email.
For that Netflix documentary?
Yeah, yes.
I'm going to have to
just so you throw it up on the screen.
Steal on a borrow somebody's sub, I think, for that and to watch it. Interesting. But this all ties together, Randy Taylor. This all ties together because, again, Natalie Winters was talking about how Act Blue is funding NGOs orchestrating the invasion of the U.S. And guy Juan Miguel Sanchez, you know, again, we don't know what happened with the InfoWars reporter, but we do know that in, I think it's California, somewhere in California, Sanchez was killed outside of his house after confronting two illegals who were stealing his neighbor's catalytic converter. Think of Lake and Riley. Think of, I mean, once you meet an angel family, angel mom, it's ridiculous. And this blends into things like Pizzagate.
It's all hand in hand, tied together. We've spoken about that before. Everything's intertwined.
Yeah,
it's like you can't get away from it. It's
and people talk about adrenochrome, as if that's just one big BS story. No. I mean that would in talking about adrenochrome to give it its due would take a while, but we don't have to do that, obviously. But that's part of it. And then you have cannibalism. Yes, cannibalism. it amazed me, RT. I'm going to just say this. In our search, in our work with respect to saving the children, and this is going to sound so bizarre, But when you take it, take a look at the Marina Abramovic, some of the dinner parties they have, there are clubs where they're cannibals. And you might say, well, prove it, prove it, prove it. Okay. Okay.
There's one somewhere that doesn't hide it.
Yeah, right, right. I don't think
I think it's in California, but they don't hide it.
Well, that was supposed to be a spoof. Okay, I know what you're talking about. That was supposed to be a spoof, but was it? Is it? I don't know. But yes, there are some, but there are some that don't hide the trafficking. There's some that don't hide. So you're correct. As a matter of fact, before we get into more on this, let me jump around a little bit. So what? Watch this. I want you to, now I went to this. I've gone into this site, which is not hosted on U.S. soil, but it is used by U.S. citizens. It's Cut 5. And it's my website. I want you to listen to this woman. It's all credit goes to whoever this woman is. I just drilled down on this. And sure enough, $13,000 a year gives you, well, let's hear what she's got to say. This is Cut 5.
Parents are knowingly selling videos and photos of their children to predators. That's exactly what is happening on these platforms that are allowing adults to subscribe to exclusive content of minors. This is a 13, maybe 14-year-old girl behind me who has a variety of tiers to see photos and videos. And I just want to be clear that these parents know it is not other teenage girls who are buying these photo packages. And everyone who is selling exclusive content of their children online to strangers should be investigated.
To say the least.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you do know of a site like that, I give you some advice. Okay. Either be very public with what you found, or make sure that you've spoken with someone in law enforcement before you go poking around in there. Because just going there can land your ass in jail.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And I got myself in trouble with the Japanese police over child porn.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I went in and I was inside. I opened up files, found a website, went to the website, was scrolling through the website. I couldn't believe the depravity that I was looking at. So then I backed out and I immediately contacted my guy at NYPD Intel, which was pretty incredible because when he contacted the Japanese police, the national police or whatever in Japan, they knew my IP address. Now, I don't know how they knew it because I was using a proxy. So they didn't have my real IP address. They had my proxy because they read it back to the detective.
Okay.
And he's like, no, no, he's one of us. And they said very clearly, tell him to stay out of the site. We know about the site. We're taking them down.
Well, I have a feeling.
And I was a guy that was authorized to do this stuff. So
yeah,
be careful as a civilian going in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you've got to use multiple IDs. I mean, the proxies, Tor server. You got to be real careful when you go there because
this is back in the day. Remember when you had the blue box?
The blue box.
Yeah, the blue box. You sat on your desk and yeah, that firewall. And there were like 15 or 2,300 IP addresses behind that firewall.
Yeah.
So if they did manage to get past the firewall, good luck finding you. But you got to remember, we were changing NIC cards, you know, once every couple days. I had stacks and stacks of NIC cards. I was buying $3 a pop. You know what I mean? And after a couple days of just even on the Al-Qaeda websites and forums, because those guys will kill you, you know. I was changing the NIC cards in every computer I had and pitching the old ones. That was advice. That was advice from JTTF.
Right.
They said, lose those NIC cards, man. Change them. If you're going to do that, yeah, better, you really, I know, we really used to have it going on, buddy. And you know what? Those days are coming again. That's why God had us doing that before. That's what dawned on me.
That was just a run-up to what's coming now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and that all that experience, Doug, is going to help us tremendously. It's coming, buddy. Let me get this leg fixed up, and I'll be down to see you.
Well.
Over to see you.
Yeah.
It depends what direction
it's a vertical,
I'm coming from.
It's a vertical trip, not a horizontal trip.
It all depends. Sometimes I'm in Canada, and sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, you know, where are you? Don't ask me questions like that.
Right? Where are you?
I'm serious.
I don't know where you're at.
That's what I'm saying. If Doug stays aloof on where I'm at, trust me, I'm not going to divulge that to somebody.
No, I just, you know.
It's just it's a nutty question.
We do have OPSEC here with, you know, people, I mean, groups like Shatter Ops and Save Them and RT. When you're so, you know,
that's why we're worried about phones and everything, too. You know, we don't. Yeah. There is so few people on this planet that would have our phone numbers. You know, we have the office phone. If you need the office phone, there it is. You can call.
Yeah. Yeah.
The message will get passed.
You know, the office or the phone. Don't send me a link, okay? Say, take a look at this. That's okay. Because usually when that phone rings or there's something there,
we do have OPSEC here, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah.
Don't think that we're being butts. We're safe. Why? I don't want to end up like the young man in the parking lot.
Yeah, well, here's video one to finish this out. Here's a video one, and then I want to pop back to really about the cannibalism. The reason I mentioned that too is in 1950, I believe it was 56, 58, maybe, I'm not sure the year, maybe it was 58. I'm not sure what season this was. I'll look it up here at some point, but Alfred Hitchcock presents. You have to be kind of old to remember that series.
Yeah.
No, not the hour show, the half hour show. Then he moved to the hour show later in the 60s. But
what are you saying, Doug?
I'm saying, boy, my dad, my father was a fan, I guess. Okay. So there was an episode where there was a club with 40 members in the club. And they would have the specialty of the house served like once a month, very not frequently, but it was really strange. It was a strange club and you had to be invited in. And think now, you're talking about the late 50s, 59 max, 56, 57, 58 in that area. And it was a club where the specialty of the house was human flesh. That was back then. Okay, they were talking about this. Anyway, so I'm going to finish that up. We're going to revisit some aspects of that because there's something that was found that you're going to find more of these, but before we get to that, I'm going to go to video one. This is the gentleman I was talking about with the catalytic converters. Think about this in California. I think this is Ben Berg. Yeah, Ben Berg one. This is a 2-minute report about this Juan Miguel Sanchez, very important folks, and everyone. Every leftist, every Democrat, every Democratic socialist, every communist, every person, I don't care whether they're the sheriff, whether you're a cop walking the beat and you voted for this leftist crap, you have blood on your hands. Here's cut one.
Just got down here to Inglewood, and some of you guys have seen the reports. We're out at the house, Juan Miguel Sanchez, who was killed for confronting two illegal aliens that were stealing his neighbor's catalytic converter. He lived right here, talking to the neighbors. They didn't want to go on camera, but all of them said, just a great guy, great husband, great father, family man, worked for the church. It's an amazing guy who was senselessly killed because sanctuary policies in LA allowed two illegal aliens, one from Guatemala, one from El Salvador, to stay here. The guy from El Salvador had over 12 felony arrests, gun charges, drug charges. The guy from Guatemala, over 15 arrests in the county. Gun charges, drug charges, major felonies. Those guys would not have been in this country to kill Juan if we didn't have sanctuary policies in places like LA. That's who you're marching for if you're out there marching against ICE. And every scumbag who's out there marching and burning the American flag and waving some other country's flag, guys that killed Juan Miguel Sanchez, that's who you're supporting. God bless ICE. God bless Tom Holman. God bless Border Patrol. Let them do their job. Let them get rid of these scumbags. Absolute disgrace. The news outlets out here in LA, not even putting in that these guys were illegal aliens, not even putting in the words undocumented. ABC7, shame on you. Not telling the audience the truth because you don't want to offend your leftist audience. Absolutely disgusting. Tell the truth. Two illegal aliens killed a man, a father and a husband, because they weren't deported because of sanctuary policies. Tell the truth. God bless his kids and his wife. Pray for peace and joy. Let them know that their dad's in a better place. Just awful. It's totally senseless. Didn't have to happen.
It's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
Look at those flowers.
I know. Trump's a good man, because I'll tell you what, I would put a bounty on these people. I'm serious. If you're illegal, you'd have a bounty on you. And then, if we didn't move you out fast enough, I'd make an open season on you.
Well, now what they've done.
I'm so done with these people, Doug.
They've turned a CBP1 app into, or CBP1 app into a self-deportation app. Okay, so that's, in a sense, that's pretty cool. But we need to really step up the extradition of these people, expulsion of these people. By the way, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, that episode titled Especially the House, aired on December 13th, 1959. And it was,
yeah, that was something. We need the Mossad's version of the self-deportation.
That involves a helicopter, doesn't it?
Just press this button on your cell phone.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Have a nice trip. We'll send your body home.
Press 2 for Spanish or any other.
Oh, man, can't you wait till those days are gone?
Man.
Because Trump finally made the English the American language.
I hear you. Yeah.
I love getting the country back. And it's in bits and pieces, but damn it, it's happening.
Yes.
The thing is, though, he's gonna start hitting some walls and he's gonna need our help.
Yeah. Okay. And on that same thought process, again, the guy that one of the creators of South Park, I guess, or the writer for or director or whoever lives in California has this treehouse, and the city of LA came down on him. I mean, it was ridiculous saying you got to get rid of this treehouse, which was up in the tree for like 25, 30 years. And but anyway,
what was the reason?
Something about code enforcement. I don't know. You'd have to ask Karen Bass that. What is it? Big mouth bass? Wide mouth bass?
Large mouth bass.
Okay.
I got one hanging on my wall.
What's her name? Karen?
Karen, I believe. Yeah. Okay. She's a Karen.
Get one that, did you ever see the ones that flop and when you press a button, they flop and.
Yeah, Billy Bass. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy. There you
one of those in my business office.
Oh, come on, guys.
They were like, he's in charge?
Yeah. I think, weren't they sound activated too? Yeah. Or I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were hilarious. Oh, man.
We have to get one of those for Eric the Tech hang above his
there you go
control station. The spaceship cockpit there.
He's quiet tonight. Eric, you're quiet, buddy. Sing it, baby.
So for radio listeners, that's Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Awesome.
Yeah, you folks, good. You got a good,
very
good,
good Eric. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Eric the Tech, man, he's pretty quick on the trigger, isn't he?
I'm telling you, that was fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He's like on it tonight.
Yep.
So here's another issue. Okay, it's a cut 12. Folks, Randy Taylor was talking about situational awareness. It doesn't matter where you live. Listen to what this woman is saying. Consider this a PSA from RT and DH, okay, and ET. Consider this a PSA from this platform. Listen to what this young woman has to say. This is what happened to her in California, Los Angeles to be specific. But this is coming to your neighborhood if it's not already there.
And if it's not there and you don't know it.
Good point. Especially very good point.
Yes, sir.
As you will see by this video, cut 12.
Los Angeles, what in the world is happening with our city? Last week alone, two of my girlfriends had their properties broken into in the middle of the day, and two properties on my street were broken into as well between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And these are not just normal robbers. These are highly savvy. They're very organized. They know your schedule. They know exactly what time you leave. They've been watching you for probably weeks before this happened. The reason why I'm saying this is because one of my girlfriends found 8 boxes around her property that they were dug in the ground covered with dirt or turf. And whenever they broke into the property, they were able to cut the electricity and turn off the alarm system. The neighbor across the street from her also reported to the police that they have cameras on their properties that they are not in state, have not installed, and those cameras were facing pretty much my girlfriend's home. So they were watching her for a very long time. They broke into her property around 11:30 a.m. They stole a lot of personal belongings and cash, but they did not touch any electronics because, you know, you can trace those. On top of that, my best friend, she had her house broken into it last Friday night around 9 p.m. She walked into the house at 9:17. The robbers exited the house at 9:16 and some change. The reason why I know this is because you can see through the Ring camera. So what happened, someone was watching at the bottom of the hill, knew exactly what type of car she's driving. They called the other robbers that they were in the house telling them that she's coming in. So they exited to the back. On top of that, whenever she watched her cameras, she realized that the same car, because she has license plates, she has pictures and all that stuff to the Ring camera from her and also the neighbors, the same people that broke into her house were there a couple of days before just looking in the neighborhood because the same car was caught on the Ring footage. And on top of that, the police is doing absolutely nothing because they're overwhelmed with the amount of breakings. In Woodland Hills alone last month, only the Valley Circle area, we had around 50 breakings. And Woodland Hills is known to be a pretty safe neighborhood. I live personally in a gated community, and we have an extra layer of security. We have guards, we have private securities, and we had 2 breakings in 2 of my neighborhood between 7 and 9 p.m. And I'm just not throwing gated community just to show off. I'm saying that is because whoever comes in here, they really have to work extra hard to get in here. And on top of that, in Los Angeles, they're trying to pass a new bill that will keep a homeowner more liable if they're shooting and killing someone while they're breaking into their property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RT, I mean.
Yeah, so much for the castle doctrine.
It doesn't exist in California.
Yeah, I know. A lot of the common sense doesn't exist in California.
Yeah.
It's cameras, dogs, and alarms. I'll tell you something. If you get an alarm system, almost every alarm company doesn't put a bell, the alarm, out on the outside where the neighbors could hear it. Have them mounted in the roof of the garage.
That's exactly.
Okay. Well, yeah. A door, an alarm going off in a house, all I got to do is close the door behind me and you wouldn't hear the alarm going off.
Correct.
If you weren't standing out on the sidewalk in front of the house, you wouldn't hear the alarm going off with the door open. Have them put it either in your roof, up in the roof, something where the neighbors can hear it. And yes. I'll tell you another thing that won't hurt. The flashing light. Okay? It might be $2 more a month, $6 more a month. Or you can buy it outright. Have it wired into the alarm system. So when that bell's going off, there's a light outside flashing too. Two things. Your neighbors will see it. Secondly, as the police respond, they know exactly what house to come to.
Correct.
Okay? There's ways to outfit your house to beat these guys.
And make sure you have a battery backup in addition to the wire. And a
cell phone backup too. Almost all of them have cell phone backup now, but you still check on it, make sure. Because a lot of people don't even have landlines anymore, so it's done through the cell phone.
But
if you have questions like that, you know, fire an email into the alarm company and ask them. Yep. You know, they'll cover all that stuff with you. But don't be afraid to spend a couple extra bucks to safeguard your family. Now, when you're in the home at night, okay, you need to do like I do. And I sent the picture to Eric. I have these on every door. It's a door club. And I'll tell you right now, you can't get in those doors.
Yep.
You couldn't get in if you were the fire department. You would literally have to drive a truck into the doors.
You'd have to go right through. I mean, take the door off by the frame.
You see that? You see that right there?
There you go. Eric the Tech, man.
You are not getting past that. And I have that on the door, so good luck. You will make so much racket, and I'll have time to get downstairs and kill you. Even missing a leg. And I have a great big 125-pound German Shepherd that just hates to be woken up in the middle of the night. He doesn't even like it when the garbage man comes and takes his garbage.
His head's as big as a beach ball. I thought King was big, you know, but okay.
So there's ways, ladies and gentlemen, situational awareness, and you got to protect yourself because I'm sorry, you can't count on the police nowadays. You really can't.
No.
The murder's over in seconds, the robbery's over in seconds. And once somebody's gained entry into your home, unless you have something on the outside letting everybody know what's going on, if you and your family are in there, you're in a lot of danger. You're in a lot of trouble. And they will kill you now.
If they come in.
They will kill you for nothing.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something. They will kill you for nothing.
I would take, you know, I don't know about you. I'm taking the shot. And the best, I'll tell you what, the best home defense weapon I can think of is a 12 gauge. Simple. Okay. That's just
effective. With double hot buck or a deer slug.
Cause, you know, as I told someone, I would, believe me, I told a cop, I said, I'm going to cut that person in half with my Mossberg. Okay. If that person comes through the door or window.
Absolutely.
And that was a message I asked to be delivered to that person. Interestingly, I didn't have a problem after that. But anyway,
when you get in places where the gun laws are outrageous, like California and all, take some precautions. There's a lot of ways, you know, to defend yourself, and protect yourself.
These crimes around, and folks, this is not to scare you. This is to make you aware. And again, consider this a public service announcement. You heard what that young lady said. about the surveillance, about the refined tactics of these people. And you're looking at really cartel activity. Who'd have thought we'd be longing for the, you know, organized crime kind of activity back in the day? This is coming after ordinary citizens. RT, are you, I mean, any other tips for people with respect to this? Because it's happening.
No, you just have to, you know, if you can get a CCW, get one. You know, if it's legal. And right now, they're reciprocal everywhere. You know, state to state to state to state. There's been a lot of laws, a lot of changes in that. And check, you know, you can check, but chances are anywhere where you're traveling, if you get a CCW where you live, anything close to you is probably going to be reciprocal.
You know, except New York State.
And it's like I told my dad when he bought a camper to take him and my mom around. And a beautiful camper, big dually pickup truck. And I said, what do you have for protection, Dad? Oh, nothing. We can lock the doors. I said, Dad, take your .45 with you. I said, remember, it will blast right through the wall of this camper.
Yeah.
And my dad went inside. They were getting ready to leave. My dad went inside, packed up the .45, box of shells, took it with him. Never traveled without it again in that camper.
There you go.
Because it'll go right through the door. I mean, you got a problem. Yeah. You could have Hell's Angels outside. It's like I tell them, I can kill 80 of you. Who's the first state to want to die the most? 80 of you will die tonight.
Good point. Absolutely good point.
You know, Frog Lady has a good point, too.
Yes.
If you're on a trip or on vacation, wait to post your pictures when you get back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't... Do you know, at the very early days of Facebook or MySpace as well, we would catch people, not catch people, but we were able to tell where people were, you know, if we needed to take a look at what they were doing. I mean, they're their own worst enemies, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you're right, Eric.
That people that post their weapons online.
Yeah.
Just, I know there's a friendly government in right now. It may not always be that way. So quit posting the weapons online, please. We really don't need to see them. I don't need to see the pink automatic. I really don't.
Sunday's not fun day. Okay. Or fun day is not or gun day or fun day, whatever. But anyway.
There you go.
Okay. And folks, I'll say this. If you have an attached garage, here's one other tip that maybe you haven't thought of. If you've got a garage door, if you've got a man door in the garage door, I don't care, windows, it doesn't matter. If you have an attached garage, you have a door that goes from the garage to the house. Normally the kitchen, I suppose. I don't know. Make sure you lock that door. Most people will think, okay, the outside garage door is locked and garage is down. I'm okay. Get a good lock for the door between the garage and the house.
And if you have an alarm system, make sure they put it on the exterior garage door as well, the man door, that they also do it on that door between the garage and the house that Doug just spoke of. Okay. Get one of those clubs that I told you I put in. I have one on the door between the garage and the house. Okay. But I also have an alarm on the exterior door of the garage. So if somebody does break in that door, I have a while before they're even going to get to the other door with all the crap in front of the door out there. You know what I'm saying? So you buy yourself time. You've got to put layers in there. You've got to put barriers in there. Just be smarter than the bad guys. And they're getting very, very smart. You know, it's like what we drive a car that is top 10 on stolen car list. Okay. We even got letters from the insurance company. I'd have a special alarm system put into the car. That's really kind of cool because when the thieves see it in the window, the stamp in the window, they walk away from the car. Because as soon as they steal it and you call the police, it's on the hot sheet and the alarm is being tracked. It's way better than LoJack. It also lowered the insurance premiums. But the other thing, even though I keep the car in the garage, I still put a steering wheel club on it. in the garage because they know how to open the garage doors now.
Wow.
So if you come in after my car, you're going to work. You're going to work for it.
Not to mention the tax strips that you, yeah. you put down and take up. Yeah.
Okay. And the warm reception you'll get.
Yeah, the dog, the weapon, and the yeah, everything else. It sounds too like too much work. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, folks, there's talk about the continuing resolution, the economic thing. I get or the what's not continuing resolution? Is that what it's called? CR, the CR, to extend the budget. Many people, like Tom Massey, said, no, we can't have that. President Trump is in favor of that. What that does is it kicks the can down the road to September. A lot of people are kind of torn on this. RT, you have any feelings on that continuing resolution? The CR, you know, kicking the can for the budget down the road until September.
No, I think it's probably best to deal with it. It's a little uncertain times right now.
Yeah.
I would go ahead and address, you know, if there's something like that, I would address here very soon.
All right.
Because people are uncertain right now. Interest rates are bad. There's Wall Street dipped a little bit over inflation concerns.
Oh, yeah.
All this tension with Canada, not so much Mexico, but with Canada. There's just all kinds of crap going on right now. I would say deal with it now.
And you know something, so there's two schools of thought right now I have. And folks, I'm talking to you, listening, viewing. I'm not giving you financial advice, and you could tell me to, you know, bugger off. I mean, or as the British say, what is that, sawed off? Okay, anyway, you ought to know more about that. MI5.
Chop it off, man. Wait till I start waving to our listeners.
So there's two things on the CR that President Trump is in favor of, which extends the budget till September. The only thing I can think of is, okay, that gives us more time to make refinements. Now, we had enough time, one would think, but maybe, I don't know, maybe it might be a good thing this time. Now, if it continues beyond that, because we haven't had a balanced budget in a decade plus? Anyway.
Balanced budget?
We haven't had a balanced budget. No.
Supposedly since Clinton was in office.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He claimed that he balanced it.
Well, Congress passes the budget and then, but whatever.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I was looking at this. And let me ask you, RT, a question. And Eric the Tech, if I gave you, or if somebody gave you, I don't know, let's see, I'll say $50,000, because that's, what is that today, really? It's a lot of money to us, right?
Yeah, but good contract hit, yeah.
Never mind. Okay.
And he lets me come on the show. Okay, go ahead.
I got one for 20. No, never mind.
What's the question?
I can't spit it out. Okay, the question would be, if somebody gave you 50 grand and said, put this down on the house or buy gold, what would you do?
Neither.
No, you have. get the 50.
I would buy gold.
So there's Eric's answer. Can't pin him down. Billy Bass speaks for him. So, okay. I would too.
I could buy a lot of Billy Bass.
You could.
Yes, in different colors.
and some Billy Beer to go with that. Remember Billy Beer?
Yeah.
I know Mighty Quinn does.
Now, you know my answer.
No, I do know.
You know what my gold is. It's in the form of lead and copper.
$50,000 worth of ammunition.
Bingo.
I'm going to tell you.
Your daughter will always be safe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Folks in the chat, what do you think?
Protection and barter.
Protection and, you know, coffee, cigarettes, booze. You know those old airline bottles?
Yeah.
Okay, but go in. You don't have to drink. I mean, don't drink them. I mean, unless you want to, but it's good barter.
Fireball.
That's a thing, right? Is that a thing? Is that a drink?
I'll trade you one of these Fireball whiskeys for a loaf of bread.
So, I got to know, what's Fireball whiskey? Is it like it sounds?
No, little red hot candies?
Yeah.
It's whiskey that tastes like that. Fireballs.
Man, why would you want to screw up whiskey?
I couldn't drink that.
People love it.
Really?
No, yeah.
I used to drink beer with people that would drink jalapeno juice. So
I love jalapenos.
Oh.
I love everything hot.
Well, why do people mess everything up?
I don't know, but the jalapenos, when I was young, I could eat them, but now I'd be looking for an ice cream cone the next morning.
to do what with? Let me ask you.
Not to eat.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just not built that way anymore, man.
Oh, man. You know, folks, the news is heavy. But you know, Eric the Tech's got a point too. Ammo, as long as you store it properly, it's gonna stay safe. Yeah. I mean, stay
for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I still
shoot ammo from when my grandfather gave it to me.
Really? Musket balls.
I mean, it's 40 years old,
so
it's fine.
Yeah. And the price tag says like 39 cents on the box of 50, right?
Yeah. Well, get that lead on your fingers and you start shaking.
In the mid 80s, I know I fired a 5.56 from the Vietnam War. That's when it was manufactured, and it was fine.
Wow. Okay.
No problem. It's in the storage.
Okay. All right. You know, I like to keep my ammo close.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I do. And my explosives closer. But anyway.
He's got a vest.
I got another one. Or I have a different one. But anyway.
This is why Doug doesn't fly.
I got caught with this in my bag.
I forgot I had those under my armpits.
Yeah. I got caught with something. Oh, horrible.
I was there for that one.
Pissed me right off.
Could have got arrested.
I'm sure it didn't make CSA very happy either.
No, they weren't.
Man.
Yeah, my wife is like, she's down the friggin' runway and leaving me there yelling at the TSA people, "Give that back to me."
Man.
You can tell people what it was. Because it would be easy to forget.
So in my wallet, which had my badge, I think my wallet at that time, because I've got a wallet in the badge case, and then.
Yes, there's a badge case wallet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because they really screwed that up. So I had the credit cards, it's a credit card. It's square, but you pop out this hard, I mean, really nasty knife out of the credit card. Well, apparently that showed through somehow. I don't know how. I mean, I didn't even know I had it in my wallet. It was like in there for a while. I probably took two or three flights. It had no metal on it. Okay. But.
Yeah, that's a Rambo survival kit.
All right. Yeah, mine was just the you know, $1.59 one, but
those are the ones we used to get on the confidential of the federal papers. They would send out the warning sheets if you remember.
Yes.
Remember those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I had seen that one you're talking about. I remember seeing that. Shame on you.
Well, I remember putting it in my wallet. It, now, in retrospect, I remember putting it in my wallet, but my wallet had a secret compartment or whatever. It wasn't secret. It was just.
Was it obviously?
And yeah, so the TSA said, the guy from the TSA, and I didn't even look at the whatever was on the screen or whatever he was looking at. He says, "You have any weapons on you?" I said, "No." I said, "Come over here."
LLPOF. Fire alarm, pants on fire.
It's a good thing we're at a small airport.
Uh-huh.
If it was a big one, I think they would have taken your butt in.
They would have probably drawn down on you.
Oh, and yeah, I mean, my wallet was like, he handed it back to me in like little pieces.
Oh, man.
It was.
And of course, that pissed Doug off.
Yeah,
well, we had pissed off back and forth between everyone. We're like, "Doug's not getting on this flight. There's no way. See you later, bro.
We'll send you bail money."
Gosh, I'll tell you what, I have not mellowed at all.
Sometimes the smaller airports are even worse because it's like they're trying to prove a point.
Yeah. Or they're just really bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I Bozeman, Montana is one of those.
Oh, Bozeman. Oh, my goodness. Man. Landing there is, first of all, getting to it. That's, yeah. And then landing at it and then you know, going through it.
Yeah. It's like being a Fort Apache or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember going through there, and this is right after 9/11, and I was up there for, I don't remember what it was, but I remember getting off the plane, and the guy, I had a laptop, right? So I'm walking through, and the guy calls me aside. Now, bear in mind, I'm landing, but he knows that I have a laptop. Somehow, some way, pulls me aside and says, "Do you have a laptop?" And I said, "Well, yeah." I guess because he thought the case was laptop, and he was correct. So I said, "Yeah." He says, "Would you open it up? May I see the laptop?" And I'm thinking, "Yeah." So I sat it up on the table, opened the thing. He does this, and he goes, "Would you turn it on?" And I said,
"Oh,
like,
yeah."
Yeah, so I go like this. Held the laptop up, opened it up, I turned it on, and I said, "Boom!" I said, I told him, "Don't you ever ask somebody to turn on the laptop." I said, "If you want to search the laptop, remove the battery, take the laptop somewhere, and you search it away from the public." I said, "You could have killed everybody just now in this terminal." And I made this guy feel like an absolute jackass.
But you know, they continued that policy.
Yes. Turn it on. Are you stupid? Yeah. I never understood why the terrorists didn't take advantage of that, because it was common knowledge what these idiots were doing.
I mean, we got the memos, literal memos.
Unbelievable. And it was in Bozeman. I don't know why, you know, I don't know why he picked me out of all people on that.
I thought maybe when you handed the laptop, you say, "Hang on."
No, I said,
Just wanted to pat you down.
Was that it? On the way out boarding, I remember I've always worn a special shoe. And I didn't know that the shoe had metal in the sole. It's not a Reebok, but it's a Docker. I can't remember the name of the shoe. But
wait a second. Like a sneaker?
Yes. Metal. It was black. Yes.
That's your story? And I just want to make sure that's your story now. Okay.
That was the story.
All right. Go ahead.
They actually pulled me out for that. maybe take off the shoes and check everything. And I told him, I don't even know that there was metal in the shoe. I had no idea. I've always worn them because they gave me good support.
Well, no wonder. Well, with metal in them, I guess they would.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Bozeman.
Who cares if there is metal in them?
Well.
Bozeman was a trippy airport right after 9/11.
Yeah.
This was so little, but they wanted to be big time.
Oh, Bozeman is like a friggin' stadium, or the size of a Sam's Club or Costco.
Yeah.
And
yeah. You could throw a ball from one end of the airport to the other.
You could have a flipping football game in there. Yeah. I mean,
it's not that big. And Bozeman sounds big, but there's nothing in Bozeman except people that build log cabins. That's pretty much it. You look around, everything's got something to do with log cabins.
It's a Steve Quayle International Airport, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
My destination was like 3 hours from there on the edge of Yellowstone. I went to a place called Three Bears and stayed at a motel there and rode snowmobiles for a week. Had a blast. Absolutely. And the drive from Bozeman out through those mountains to what they called Three Bears, gorgeous. The prettiest thing I've ever seen in the United States. Just gorgeous. If I was ever a lottery winner, I would have a large, massive cabin in the mountains there.
Yeah, you and a whole bunch of liberals as well.
No liberals on my mountain. Not on Walton's mountain.
Three bears and some Fireball whiskey.
There you go. Fireball. It was -7 the whole week in Three Bears. I remember that. And it was terrible. Seven. Yeah. And because of Bill Clinton, you could only ride four cycle snowmobiles inside of Yellowstone.
Oh, come on.
No, I kid you not. So outside of Yellowstone, everybody rented the two cycle. And that's what I rode most of the week. But I remember going on the tour into Yellowstone. We had to ride four cycle. It was awful. That was like riding your grandma's buggy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Wow. Well, the good news is, and I'm telling you, my wife kind of cocked her head at this and like, huh? What's your problem? it really, what's been hacking me off is the washers, the dryers, the toilets, the water tanks, the everything is high. What's that?
Anything with buttons.
Well, that too.
I mean, my knobs.
Yeah, I want to hear a click. I don't want to press these free. Anyway, we got to get rid of these high efficiency dishwashers and all of this, the suppressed shower heads. Oh, it's better for the environment. Okay, so you have to do your two cycles in the dishwasher. You got to, and I don't want a flipping refrigerator that talks to me or is smarter than me, okay? I don't need to know when I have to buy milk.
Yeah. What would you like to drink?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode.
I don't need things talking to me. I agree.
Go back to the old washers and the old dryers, that spewed the heat. I mean, you can't even, you wash clothes, there's hardly any water. You put them in the dryer, they're barely dry, okay? Mm-hmm. You got to run the cycle three times.
Yeah. It's like the water heater that hangs on the wall. Don't waste your time with that, because you need to do maintenance on that annually without fail. Because of what can build up in there. And the problem with that is that maintenance call that you're going to make and they're going to come out and take care of, that just ate up your savings. So don't waste your time. I'm just telling you.
Weren't you telling me about was it you that was telling me about a service call for something?
I don't know. Depends what the service call was.
I can't remember now. Somebody was telling me about a service call. Anyway.
I don't know.
Eric the Tech, was it you? Oh, I know. Oh. No, it was Rob from Wisconsin Christian News. His dishwasher. First of all, customer service is non-existent anymore. Second of all, the service people as well.
Thank
as
you for calling Maytag.
Exactly. And the two people who delivered his old, I mean, he milked his old dishwasher off for everything it was worth. And then some, okay, duct tape. And I mean, but he had to break down and get a different new dishwasher. I think it was from Home Depot. In fact, he did. And they sent out two guys, delivered it. They didn't even speak English. How explain to me how? So something happened where they didn't hook it up properly or wouldn't hook it up. So he called customer service and they didn't speak English because they were in Pakistan or India or some, you know.
And don't own a dishwasher. I'm serious. So if you get somebody out of the Philippines who you're talking to, you think they own a dishwasher? Yeah, it's their mom.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I
hate that service calls go out of the country, Doug. I really hate that.
Yeah, I do too. And because I'll say, you know, where am I talking to? Oh, it's customer service. No.
They won't tell you either. Yeah.
Where are you physically located? I want to know if I'm talking to the Philippines. Or I do that every time if I have a service call. Where are you located?
My wife does it too. She'll be like, are you on Canadian soil?
Exactly. Exactly. Are you on U.S. soil, Canadian soil? You want?
Yeah, they won't tell you. They will not tell you where they are.
I finally got it out of the one who was in the Philippines. And I said, what time is it there? You know, it was like, it was in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's just crazy. Boy, we go off on a tangent there. Anyway.
That just lets our audience know that we go through the same crap they go through.
We're
not special.
I'm going to show this. You know, we were talking about what's going on with respect to the borders and such. You saw Ben Bergwam, you know, talking about Juan Miguel Sanchez in Inglewood, California. My apologies for messing that up. And of course, the thefts of things in Los Angeles. You know, you mentioned something about the MKUltra, Pizzagate, and all that, and how it's tied together. But listen to this, and think about Mayorkas. Where the hell is Mayorkas? This is Cut 11. I don't know how many people saw this. The mainstream media is not going to report on this. Folks, buckle in. Spread this around. And then I'll show you. I think I got a thread on this. No, I didn't copy the thread. There's a thread that goes along with this on X. This is a compound that was raided in Jalisco, Mexico. Check this out.
So if you haven't heard, there's some things going on in Mexico right now. Well, there's been a lot going on lately. So last week, or at the beginning of this week, I can't remember anymore, I can't keep track, there was a car found with 9 bodies in it, and those 9 bodies, I'm not sure how many were men and women, but all of their hands had been cut off and were all found in a bag, also in the car. And then yesterday, last night, today, I don't know when it was found. This morning is when it's made the way around the news. But they're talking about how there was a ranch / compound that had been raided a while back. And they raided it, then they left it alone. Obviously, they didn't examine everything or didn't look through everything. They didn't really find anything back then. But now that they're looking through everything, they hit it again, and they found 3, cremating ovens, and, yeah, terrifying. And they found, over 400 pairs of shoes and backpacks and clothing and jewelry and all sorts of stuff. But obviously, they haven't found any bodies. It sounds like they found some remains. It's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying. And as of right now, they don't really know. They're trying to figure out ways to identify people, but they don't know if it's due to trafficking. They don't know if it's from the cartels just needing bodies. We don't know what's going on, but if I hear more, I'll keep you guys posted, but I just wanted to keep you guys updated on that.
Scary.
Shoes. Jewelry. Yeah. And that was, I think, reposted by Wall Street Apes on X. I didn't repost it.
And these are the people that want to bring into the country. There's no value on human life.
Correct.
Anybody that could take you, strip you of your jewelry, take your shoes, take your backpack, kill you and stuff you in an oven, has no value on human life. No. Does not need to be moving among us. And because when it comes time to kill you, they're not going to hesitate. And they won't think twice about it. Situational awareness. Your country's full of these cons.
This has been going on for so long.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, people. I wish more people would confront this. A lot of people don't want to hear this. Oh, I don't want to hear. And I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about that.
I remember after 9/11 when the cartels really started coming in hot and heavy. I had a buddy in the DEA, and I shared these pictures with you. But
oh yeah,
heads cut off, laying on the stage, vans full of just torsos because they cut the arms, the legs, and the heads off. You know, just atrocities. You know what I mean?
And what's happened on Long Island too is the same thing.
People are in this country, right? These people are in this country now. Millions of them. They don't care about human life. Anybody that's going to kill you over a catalytic converter doesn't care about human life. They're owned. That's it. These people have to go. You want to know why these people have to go? Why I think that it's going to end up in the streets.
And thank you. Please, why? I mean,
I really do. I think it's because you can't get them out of here fast enough, and then they're going to start resisting.
That's it.
And then that's when we're going to have to step in and say, no, this is America. You're done.
Well, the two DHS leakers were caught leaking data. They were arrested. I guess it was either over the weekend or maybe it might have been early this morning. Leaking information to give these people a heads up, you know.
And they need to be put in prison for such a period of time that someone would think really hard before they leak it again. I don't care what the paycheck is or what the threat is.
Amen to that. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, if you know you leak it and you're going to spend the next 25 years in prison, you might think about it. You might think about that.
Well, it's only going to take one time for a police officer, a well-meaning agent. A constitutional agent or for someone following the Constitution to get these people out. Yep. It's going to only take one of these leaks to have that person, you know, not come home that night. Yep. Okay.
Yep. I'm done. I am done with our country being violated. Violated. That's exactly what's been going on. Disrespected and violated.
Well,
these people, as soon as they set foot in this country, are breaking the law.
100%.
And there's people that argue about that. There's no argument.
But
they're breaking the law.
The context, too, of this. Okay, so we talked about that compound in Mexico. And by the way, there's still people vacationing there. It blows my mind. But anyway. And, oh, that's all right. Just stay around the tourist areas. You won't. You know, yeah.
That's not true.
No. Yeah. No. So think about this. It's the people in our government who have facilitated this. I've got two videos here. No, I mean, one video, one thread. The one video, Liz Crokin's a friend. She's been on the show many times. You know Liz, RT. I mean,
I know all her.
Well, yeah. I thought, maybe not. Okay. Remember when we were talking about Pizzagate? You and I spoke about this, right? Here's cut six. Liz Crokin as a guest on a program. Want to go on YouTube? That was
the beginning of our YouTube ban.
Yeah. I mean, you want to go up, you think this is on YouTube?
No.
You think this would be allowed on YouTube?
These conservative shows on YouTube don't talk about it, anything of any substance.
There you go.
Nothing.
Here's cut six. I want you to go back in time because these people are still practicing what they did back, what they've been doing really essentially most of their adult life in different variations. But here's cut six.
Right. Yeah, there's one angle to the Podesta emails that I think is actually makes the strongest case for that they're involved in the rape, torture, and trafficking children, and it's very disturbing. So on the Joe Rogan show, Joe and Ian Carroll were talking about one email in particular that discussed a party involving three children that were going to be Ubered over to this party and would be getting into the pool for this party as entertainment for the adults, right? Now, what is so disturbing about this email is that it was sent by a woman named Tamara Lozado. Now, who's Tamara Lozado? Well, she worked for Hillary Clinton. All right. When Hillary Clinton, I believe, was working as the Secretary of State. Now, this woman, Tamara Lozado, had a website that was password controlled and membership only. This website, which I've researched and found in real time, so before it was shut down and or scrubbed, this password protected website had all of the markers of being a child, not just a child porn website. It has all the markers of being a website that was actually selling children. So, for example, on the front page of that website, there were all these tabs that were sexual references, drug references, porn words, porn verbiage. And then there was also pictures of half naked or naked children. And it said, things like click here to see, this child, images of this child, raw and uncut. So this woman that was providing children for entertainment for John Podesta's party to get in the pool as entertainment for his party guest was running a website that, like I said, had all the markers of being a child porn website. And again, I saw all of that in real time. I screenshot all of that, and I have all that archived in my Pizzagate Exposed series on Substack.
Follow her on Substack. I'm not going to show the thread, RT. It'll be in the show notes. If you want to look at the images, we collected really a half a hard drive and probably half a terabyte of images, emails and stuff. Obama.
I think we've got to get back to the days, and they'll probably come put me in jail for this, but we got to get back to the days where 20 of us, people that aren't afraid to charge into a firefight, and we know that these children are being held at a mansion and there's a party, that we storm it and we put an end to that, everything going on at that location.
Before Russ passed away, I'll
sleep like a baby.
I remember Russ Dizdar and myself and another guy, and two from Shatter Ops, Russ, myself, and one from Save Them organizations. We had it on pretty decent authority. And Eric the Tech was a drone operator.
Remember that's cool. That is cool, Alec.
Okay, so we thought we had in good authority that this individual, I'm not going to, because it's still ongoing, I'm just not going to get into the bits and pieces. I had a subterranean I don't know, what would you call it?
Location?
Picture a house in a very exclusive area.
With just a basement. Called a deep basement.
Okay. Yeah. So from the basement would be an access to another room away from the house, kind of, sort of, by way of maybe like a tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Almost like a bomb shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, like the old 50s kind of stuff. And so we were together, and I think Eric Tech was there, and I told Russ, and Russ and I were talking about this. I said, you know, give me a percentage of how sure you are that's in that house, because I will drive my vehicle right through the front door, you know.
I'd go with you.
Exactly. Now, I mean, I know you would. And my excuse would be, I figure I got 10 minutes to maybe find
clean house.
You know, my excuse would be, hey, I'm old. You know, I'm old. I've got medical problems. I don't know what I was doing. I drove through a house? No, saying so. Or have somebody with me and I could pretend, maybe wouldn't pretend that I'm like half dead.
Fireball whiskey.
Yeah. I remember doing a huge air conditioning job in a very ritzy neighborhood in Windermere, Florida, and I could drive to that house today. And it was just really weird because you can't have basements in Florida. Okay, but what they had done is
a bad idea, isn't it?
Yes, instant swimming pool. But anyway, this house was raised and had a crawl space. Now these are mansions. Okay, this is $3-4 million homes. Actually, more than that. Back then, that area was probably about 8 or 10 million. Raised with a crawl space, but the crawl space was totally sealed to the outside. Okay, with concrete.
Huh.
Not a basement.
Right.
A crawl space. So they would still be sitting on dirt. And it always bothered me. That always bothered me.
Wow.
Because they had no reason to have that unless they were up to something nefarious. No reason to have that. It was never going to be a basement like you could put a man cellar down there, you know, a game room. Yeah. It was dirt. It was never, ever was concrete poured. I know that from the job superintendent. Never was concrete poured in there.
So, okay. And... Look, think of the tunnels in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I would add this. When I was 6, 7, 8 years old, I grew up I was born and raised as a Catholic. Okay. So, don't start. So,
well, you've got a lot of choice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Fireball communion.
Fireball communion. I mean, I got smacked around by the bishop. I remember that, and I remember.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
Okay, sorry.
Fireball and Jesus. Now, I remember my mom was a good friend of a nun, and back then they had the old habits, right? I don't know. Think of the flying nun. Yeah. Right. So we visited the convent, and it was really interesting because in this convent, for whatever reason, the sister and the nun and my mom had to go into their basement, which was a dirt floor at the time. And Eric the Tech, you know exactly where this was because, I mean, you drive this road all the time. It one of the busiest roads in our area. And there was this hole. I mean, it was covered, but then there was this hole in the wall, and it was a tunnel between the convent and the church. And I'm talking like a, I don't know, maybe 80, 100-yard tunnel.
Okay.
And it was apparently it was for convenient access to the church. I don't know.
Maybe they shot the Sound of Music there.
Yeah, I've had an interesting life. I mean, we have lives. Wow. Man. But anyway.
And that tunnel's still there, yeah?
Well, the convent's gone. The church is still there. I would suspect the tunnel's still there. It goes
down there. It's probably got choir boy rides in there. And I'm sorry.
Look, I don't know. I was, yeah, but that always stuck with me as a young boy thinking, oh, isn't this cool? I mean, I can play Superman through here or something, you know, Batman.
It was like the tunnel in Jeepers Creepers, you know. In the movie Jeepers Creepers.
No, I never saw that.
Oh, it's a scary one.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Hence the title.
Hence the title. All right.
It was just weird this great big mansion would have that underneath it because I did 30 30 mansions, the HVAC in them, and never once did I see that in another house in this neighborhood. It's on a golf course. It's the most prestigious neighborhood in Orlando, in Windermere. It's in the I can't think of the name of the subdivision now. But anyway, it's the most prestigious neighborhood in Windermere. And that just always troubled me. It's like a couple things in my life, and I've told you over different things over the years, that you see and you don't really realize what you were looking at.
Yeah.
Until years later, and you wish you had done something, said something, but you didn't know.
Well, it's kind of like having like a walk-in freezer. You don't, I mean, it could be used for good or for bad, you know?
Yeah. It's just different things that'll stick with you. Things that when you're laying in your bed at night, before you go to sleep, will jump in your head.
Right.
Those kind of things, you know, where I wish that I had known and been smarter and been on cue, would have realized, and I could have maybe saved some lives. You know, like when that time I told you I saw all those kids in that hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but Doug, I didn't really know about child trafficking then. You know what I mean?
Normal people don't think about this.
I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And this was back in the early 80s. And I just didn't know about it. Now that I think about it, that's exactly what was going on in that room. Those kids were going to be moved somewhere. Had I said something, done something, which I could have, there wasn't anybody in that room could have taken me. No way. I had them. I was in the military. I was a bad son of a bitch. And it will bother me until God calls me home.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's why you're still here, because now you know, and now
will,
we know.
I will. I will. I can. Will. Yes, I will make up for it, Heavenly Father. Please know that.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes,
please,
we can.
Please know that. And Doug knows this stuff. He knows all about this child trafficking and the people that he works with that I haven't had an opportunity to work with. And when I fully retire and I can get down and hang out with Doug, I intend to meet these people and work with these people. The biggest thing is, God, if I know there's kids in there, you're going to have a hard time keeping me in the car.
Well,
and I'll have two good legs. Thank the Lord.
Amen to that. I know that. I know that. But Eric the Tech, just to give you an idea how great this was in this house. Okay, it was lakefront. It is lakefront property.
Wow.
Okay, super very nice. Exclusive, and we were probably, I don't know, Eric the Tech, how far away from that location were we when we parked in that location when you did the drone?
I'd say it's between a quarter and a half mile.
Okay.
Straight line.
So we're in this, just to give you an idea, because right, even today, there could be a sub basement, deep basement, whatever. And Russ, I know you're listening. I mean, God, I know you're listening. And we had that discussion. Well, I'll drive my vehicle right through the front, into the front door. And you know, and I don't know what we'll find. If nothing, then I got a lot of spleening to do.
But glad to go to jail for it, though.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, in my age, if I just mess up my hair and, you know, have a half or 2 days growth of facial hair and...
You tell me to live here.
Pee just myself say your a vowels bit. Over and over again. A-E-I-O-U-A-E-I.
But Eric the Tech, it was funny because we're sitting in this parking lot back corner of my wife, and he drops the drone down, scouring the landscape, okay? And then brings it back up. Excuse me. As he brought it back up, I don't know, it gets me all choked up. As he brought that back up, but that sounded bad, didn't it? As he brought the drone back up, he was looking directly at a person who was letting the dog out.
On the suspect property?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. Do you remember that, Eric the Tech? It's like, oh.
Yeah, what's nice about doing lakefront property droning is it's loud. Like you have the wind off the lake, so you can't really hear the drone.
So you're well disguised in there.
Yeah, you can get pretty close.
That's cool. I would love to have seen that. I find that fascinating.
He almost landed on this individual's head.
He could tell you whether it's a male or female dog.
Eric's going, you know.
We've done some fun tests around the neighborhood. Some of your people, you know, to just test the drone, like capabilities and stuff.
Terrorize
it's crazy.
Them.
Like it's flying terrorized. An inch from a window in the
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Broke my mic again. Doggone it.
Uh-oh.
See how clumsy I am with microphones. You gotta see me with the buttons. Okay.
But you know, the left supports this things being done to children. I remember Bongino on Twitter calling out Tim Kaine.
Oh yeah,
Hillary Clinton's running mate, and about the young boys going to his room and calling
Correct.
Them his nephews,
Uncle Tim. Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, this is that's the guy who's going to be the vice president of the United States if they won the election. This crap has to stop, and I just don't think the government is going to be able to handle the entire job. That's all I'm saying.
Look, I don't either, and I wouldn't expect the federal at that level for them to handle this, but I would expect the state, county, local authorities to handle the complaints that come in. It's interesting because, and you and I have spoken about this before, where you could have a child rape and a child murder, okay? And believe me, it's happened. Where you can show components of a satanic ritual that the child was taken and killed for that purpose.
I believe
it's happened
some of that evidence.
In Erie. But here's the thing. You take the information to the DA, they won't touch the ritual stuff. They'll go after them, and thank God they'll go after the murder because, well, they have to. But they won't touch the ritual stuff. Never. And they will deny it.
Yeah, and you have to ask why.
Well, it's not relevant.
A quarter of them are a part of it.
Yeah.
It's almost like they act like that part of it's just opinion.
Yeah. It's not.
It's not opinion to me.
No, no. And you spoke of Dan Bongino. The last video for the show is 51 seconds long. There's some people that need to be looked into. I got a feeling there's a little bit more of what you and I are talking about right now to this next video clip, which is not necessarily new. But think of Dan Bongino as a deputy FBI deputy director of the FBI. And think about what this man has done. Okay, not just regarding J6, but what he's done. Or I should say, what he's alleged to have done. This is cut 4.
He is on fire, Schiff. 100% success rate of failing. Why is Adam Schiff so worried? Folks, I strongly encourage you to go back and take another look today at the Russia collusion hoax. I know it's a story that's old and a lot of people want to move on. I'm going to be straight with you. I don't want to move on. We had the FBI in conjunction with the Department of Justice, officials in Congress, foreign governments, and intel people fabricate a story, invent a story that could have caused and done serious long-term harm to international relations with a nuclear-powered foe. It's kind of a big freaking deal. I'm not letting it go. And you listen to me. This is going to be very important in the coming days. I'm not letting this go. I want to find out what happened because it can never happen.
It's that clip was only 51 seconds. You can watch the entire show. I'm not even sure what episode that was.
I want to refresh people's memories. And kids aren't going to remember this, but I want you to go back to the end of Obama's reign of terror, okay, and Trump's coming into office. In that period of time, okay, remember Obama, okay, established ISIS,
yep,
okay, had them and remnants of Al-Qaeda disguised as Syrian freedom fighters, tried to go into Syria and take Assad. Who stopped them? Putin. Did you notice that right about that time, Putin and Trump are showing bits of friendship and that they're going to be able to work together? The left couldn't have that. That's where they came up with this Russian collusion hoax. Before that, Russia wasn't our enemy. Russia became our enemy when they stepped in and started supplying Syria against Obama's rebels. And anybody that doesn't know that was asleep, because that's what happened. That's what made Russia the boogeyman. That's what made Russia the boogeyman. Get out a calendar, do an hour of research, and you will see that what I say to you is the God's truth. That's why Russia's the bad guy. Been the bad guy ever since. They don't want Russia as a friend to Trump. Remember, Putin is not a globalist. He stopped the Arab Spring dead in its tracks.
That he did.
Okay. And who else is not a globalist? Donald Trump.
They don't want
those two non-globalists getting together because they will bring down the deep states. They will bring down the deep state and the globalists. They will bring them to their knees. And they're doing everything right now to start a war with someone that's not our enemy.
Amen. And you mentioned Syria. This is some. Can you join me tomorrow? Or are you tied up?
Oh yes, I will. I should be here with you all week.
Good.
You know, if something happened or I felt like crap, I'd let you know. But I should be here with you.
Okay.
I should be awake, sir.
1 minute. All right. What's going on in Syria right now? With the leadership of Syria. They're just really killing Christians.
Murdering them.
Yeah. Raping, killing.
And don't you hear the left just screaming for help in Syria like they are in Ukraine?
Sadly, we don't hear crap. It's denial.
Crickets.
The Christians are being killed in wholesale numbers in Syria. And the U.S. is many in the leadership. Former leadership are responsible for it. Folks,